From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Daniel Chan. A British man was arrested Saturday in Las Vegas for what the Secret Service says was an attempt to kill Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump. A complaint filed Monday in federal court says Michael Stephen Stanford drove across the country last week to attend a Trump rally where he tried to grab a gun from the holster of a Las Vegas police officer who was providing security. North Korea once again has tried but failed to launch a ballistic missile from its east coast. According to South Korean government officials, this launch early Wednesday was believed to be an intermediate-range Musudong missile capable of reaching US military bases in Asia and the Pacific. North Korea unsuccessfully test-launched a similar missile 3 times in April. The US said Tuesday it is contributing $20 million in humanitarian aid to the United Nations effort to help thousands of refugees who have fled fighting in the Iraqi city of Fallujah. Iraqi forces last week retook Fallujah from Islamic State fighters who had held it for 2 years. But the UN estimates that about 85,000 Fallujah residents who have fled a city west of the capital Baghdad urgently need assistance. The UN Central Emergency Relief Fund released $17.5 million on Monday in order to help. The explosion of a car bomb on Syria's border with Jordan that killed 6 Jordanian troops and wounded 14 other people is raising fears that violence in Syria is spreading to its neighbors. No group has claimed responsibility for Tuesday's border attack, but hours later, Jordan's King Abdullah vowed to strike anyone with an iron fist who threatens Jordan or its borders. Somali-based Al-Shabaab fighters said that they killed 5 Kenyan police officers in an ambush of a police convoy as it traveled through the northeastern part of the country. The attack occurred near the town of Elwak, near the southern Somali border. The Judaist group has launched a series of attacks after Kenya sent troops into Somalia to fight the insurgency. This is Daniel Chen reporting from Washington. That's the latest world news from VOA.